This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Press. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, currently from Missouri. That's out the Ozark Mountains. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you doing this morning? You know, I always ask you that question. It's almost like a canned, sympathetic response. How are you doing? And I usually regret it.
Yeah, I know, but it's too late.
Oh, Rich, I'm frosted. Let me tell you what. I'm going to ask you, what's new?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked. So, as long as I'm in Missouri, I thought I would lower the electric bills for Laclede Electric Cooperative members. And so I threw my hat in the ring again. My family's like, geez, what? Dad, have you lost your mind? And I say, yeah, I have. But I think it's worth trying again. So here is, I just got to get off the phone this morning, just before the broadcast, with the CEO of Laclede Electric Cooperative. And we're going word by word with my bio. Now, my bio, I thought I'd read it to the class. I wrote it last night, and I thought I needed to say some things that I've never said before. Now, what they want me to say is, you know, who my family is, whether I'm a Christian, how long I've bought electricity from Laclede Electric Cooperative, you know, where I live, what I do, those kinds of things. And I have 110 words in which to do it. Well, I just got off the phone with the CEO, and we were reviewing line by line, word by word, my 110-word bio, of which 3 words are my name and my age. So I decided to take a different tack on what I was going to say about myself this time, because the other stuff didn't work. The stuff I said before was who I am, what I did, my accomplishments, you know, I've been married. That didn't work. So here's what I said, and I'm going to quote. Now, this is subject to a little bit of revision by the CEO, and he wanted to change a few words, and I told him that, well, you know, your rule is 110 words, and if you want to change it, I'll be glad to discuss it with you and review your suggestions. But those changes that you want are going to put it over 110 words. So here we have a 110-word rule that we are going to violate, not because I wanted to. Mine is exactly 110 words. His is going to be a few more words. But here it is. Quote, Vincent Fennelli, 67, an outsider, is a most unusual candidate. He is known to despise politicians, liars, and dishonesty. Chosen by Laclede Electric Cooperative members demanding lower electric bills, he is running for the 4th time. Never before has anyone done that. He's been a farmer, a 50-year mechanic, race car driver, inventor, teacher, fireman, marshal, founder of 5 corporations, father, husband, volunteer, and a national Monday through Friday radio broadcasters competing with the biggest names in radio. Vincent is the only candidate who has designed and built a solar electric power plant that currently provides electricity to Laclede Electric Cooperative members at 2 cents per kilowatt hour. Bachelor's degree 1976, master's degree 1978. He designed Fortune 100 computer systems that lowered customers' bills. Period. That's the end of my bio. Any comments, Rich Eben?
Yeah, why don't you end it with a question mark? Something like, what if every patriotic American stood for principle, wasn't selfish enough to desire to get everyone's approval, sacrificing job money for principle to help others?
Yeah, well, that exceeds the 110 words. And I am 100% certain that before I was able to discuss this with the CEO of the Laclede Electric Cooperative, he was on the phone with the attorney trying to figure out if it was okay or not. But, see, they say this is a biography, so I can't ask a question in a biography. These are statements of fact.
And right.
So that,
no, I understand. I was just putting an exclamation point with the... Oh, yeah. With the question mark, mm-hmm, to get people's attention, because that's what I just said is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, and you're right.
Being a patriotic American, you're standing for principle, you try not to be selfish and give people ideas and solutions and actually be proactive in reducing people's electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me that people don't understand that. And, you know, this is just a microcosm or a micro example of what's happening in America. I'll give you an economic 101 analogy. It's money shuffling, creative accounting, non-productive, non-earning money being funneled from the little people to the aristocracy. And that's exactly what's happening in a utility company. And that's why people, when they run to safety, they go to utility companies, because utility companies are a great example of maintaining the status quo. In other words, feathering the nest, whether it be the board members, CEO, CFO, same thing. Same thing is happening in corporate America at the highest levels, in big government at the highest levels. And the little people are being lied to, propagandized. There's the hoaxes and false flags that go with it there. But when you have a monopoly like utility companies, you have no competition. Basically, they can do all the bread and circuses and hot dogs and free things and hoopla they want to basically cover ideas and solutions that's going to benefit the people. So, you know, and we've talked about this on... I don't see, unless you can get to the database of voters, and I'll be honest with you, I think the vote, even at that level, just like every other level, is fixed. I think it's rigged. So even if you can get to the database of voters, you've got, I strongly, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, you know, I'm not trying to be a cynic, but I really doubt you would be elected because the aristocracy controls the votes in the back room. Let me ask you this, Vince. Do the people watch the voting process as the ballots come out of the box? Are they in front of the public, or is it being done in the back room?
It's done in the back room. And
I rest my case.
All right, well, let me tell you how back room the back room is. So I said, I want to see the vote. Last time, in August, that will be my fourth attempt at this running for the board. At time number three, which was last year, I said, I didn't believe the vote. I couldn't believe that people were that dumb, that they would not vote for, because my platform was lower electric bills. I couldn't believe that that wasn't a runaway success, but it wasn't. And I wanted to see the votes. So I told the CEO that I and my son want to be in the room when the votes are counted. I said, okay. They put me against the wall, and they would not let me get up out of my seat to actually look. They had multiple people who were counting the votes in the back room. It was not in public. It was not in front of everybody. It was in the back room. And it was at the Cowan Civic Center. And you were there. You were at the Cowan Civic Center. So imagine, that's where the Get Prepared Expo was, class, in Lebanon, Missouri. Spelled Lebanon, Missouri. And there were thousands of people there. There's a little stage. And I was on stage along with the other candidates. We were on camera. And that's where they gave away the prizes, and that's where they announced that if your birthday was X number of years, you got that many dollars credited toward your electric bill. And they gave away appliances, small appliances, countertop appliances, and TVs and things like that. And everybody got hot dogs and potato chips and soda and water and a cookie. And the whole thing cost $65,000 for that night. Now, what they've done is they've turned the annual board of directors election, that annual meeting, into a carnival. They have a band. I mean, really? You need a band? Well, it's ridiculous. And they open this thing up for anybody who is able to get through the door. And get through the door means you either walk or come in on a wheelchair, okay? Or you hobble in. Whatever it is, you can come in there. And you can sit down, you get a hot dog, and you get the food, and you can listen to the band, and you can clap, and you can swing and sway. And then if you're paying attention, you might actually vote for the candidates. The candidates don't speak first. They speak toward the end of the meeting. But the votes, and what people do is they come in, and they get a free prize. So if you are a voting member, you get... You get a magazine in the mail. In the back of this magazine is your ballot. And you bring that in. And you fill out who you want to vote for. And there are candidates from each district. There are three districts. There are two candidates for each district, plus candidates like me who are running on petition. And you get to vote for as many as three of them. So you can vote for people outside of your own district, which is ridiculous. So people, and I've been in the audience. I've sat down, and these two old biddies next to me are saying, I don't remember. Who's that guy we always vote for? They can't remember the guy they always vote for, but they always vote for him. And they try, and they combine their IQs so they can figure out who that person is that they want to re-elect. Re-elect. Well, anyway... they would not let me count the votes. They would not let me out of my chair. They would not let my son out. They had their lawyer there to ensure that I was well-behaved and I didn't get up out of my chair. So was I there for the count? Yes. Did I see the count? No. Because they wouldn't let me. And we're going to address that this year. When I'm on stage, I'm going to address that. I'm going to suggest that the membership get up off their seats and go and watch the vote. And I'm going to suggest that if they made a mistake in casting their ballot, because they can walk in the door, get their free prize, drop off their vote, and leave. So last year it was an extension cord. It's like a 15-foot extension cord with neon lights on each end. Pretty nice. Probably cost us, I don't know, $15 or $20 for each extension cord. 1,000 people vote. I mean, really? $15,000 for extension cords? Really? That's what they do. So they waste our money, and they buy votes with this carnival. You could call it a circus, and no clowns other than the people on the stage. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this is a microcosm that we're using as a lesson to show you what corporations are required to do and how they behave. Every state requires a corporation to have an annual or a regular shareholders meeting. In the case of Laclede Electric Cooperative, they say that the members, that would be someone who buys electricity from them, would be an owner of the corporation. But that's really not true. And I can prove that. And I will prove that on stage. Because if I actually were an owner of the corporation, I could ask what the compensation of the management is. I could ask what the payments to the attorneys, how much we're paying the attorneys. I could ask that and get answers. I could ask, how many suits have we been involved in? Who is suing us for what, how much, and why? And what's the status of those suits? So as an owner, I would be able to do that, but I can't because they will not give me that information. Have I asked? Absolutely. I've asked, how many suits is the corporation involved in? I'm not going to tell you. How much are we paying you, the CEO? I'm not going to tell you. How much do we pay the vice presidents? I'm not going to tell you. How much do we pay the attorneys? I'm not going to tell you. So I just proved to you that I'm not an owner of the corporation, because if I were, I'd have those answers. So every state requires a corporation to have an annual or regular shareholders meeting. And that'd be the equivalent of the members' meeting, because they say the members are the shareholders. And the meeting is necessary to elect a board of directors and to conduct business, other regular business, and provide the annual reports as to what the corporation's doing. So that's what the purpose of the annual board of directors meeting is. It is not to be a circus. It is not to have fun and games and prizes and hot dogs and to be a carnival. But that's what it's become. And I've challenged the CEO of Laclede Electric about that. And I have said that he's allowed the annual board of directors meeting to be a carnival. And it is. And it costs $65,000 for that evening's festivities. Which, if the members actually paid attention to when I said that the last time, there'd be a riot. $65,000 in my neighborhood will buy a manufactured house. And they waste it on hot dogs. And you ought to see the people. At the end of the meeting, they've got some hot dogs left over. So these people, they have an armful of hot dogs. Imagine this. Imagine those white styrofoam takeout containers. And imagine people carrying them up from their belt line all the way up to their chin, holding them down with their chin and holding them up with their arms. And of course, those people are overweight, right? And they are. So, Rich, those are my comments about the annual meeting. I'm going to be there in the end of August. And it'll be videoed, and I'll ask Ron Gibson to put it up on his channel so you can see what Vinny looks like and what he's like just before he got arrested. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I'll make a couple comments. You mentioned about those two older ladies who couldn't remember who they normally vote for. And see, this is part of the breaking your will, making a submissive, repeating the same jargon and gobbledygook all the time. People are afraid to think outside the box. And I can't tell you how dangerous that is for America when ignorance, apathy, and indifference takes hold like that. It turns America into a death sentence. And this is one of the reasons I call for public forums and citizen review boards. Because the status quo gets to do whatever they want with bread and circuses. And this is not just at the micro level, like we're discussing now, but it's also at the federal level, at the government level, at the big corporate oligarchy level. You know, I think if instead of spending $65,000for this shindig, it's just like giving campaign donations to Congress. You know, when they go out and stump for their election, they use that money any way they want. They can travel with it. They can eat great meals with it. They often keep it. It goes under the table for who knows what. And what if the people could vote and say, okay, we don't want to give campaign donations out. We want that to go to the people. What if $65,000 went for everybody's bill reduction instead of having the shindig?
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking political news as a billionaire investor and activist has just announced he is joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Tom Steyer is reversing course after saying earlier this year that he would not be running for the White House. The 62-year-old had said he wanted to focus entirely on impeachment efforts. A new Justice Department team taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question to be placed on the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says there's no reason for the administration to stop trying.
The Supreme Court did not issue a legal impediment decision. They basically said come back and give us a different rationale.
Forecasters say a hurricane could develop this week in the Gulf of Mexico. They say people from eastern Louisiana to western Florida need to be on alert. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I want to share a preparedness tip. Actually, it's something of frustration, but I think everybody needs to know about it. So a Toyota Tundra came over to our farm here in Missouri, and it's 2008 model. And our son was doing an inspection of this particular vehicle. And the radiator had multiple leaks that had been patched, aluminum radiator. What happened was the previous owner put the wrong antifreeze in it, and it ate the radiator. And we're looking at probably, you know, if you brought it to a shop, maybe a $500-$600 job, because all the coolant has to be flushed out of the engine, the radiator, the heater core, and the right fluid has to be put in. So what I'm telling you is I doubt the people behind the counter at the automotive parts stores are going to tell you the right coolant antifreeze. They're not going to tell you because they don't know. So you're going to have to do your own research. I probably will do a broadcast about this when we have more time. But there's red, pink, blue, yellow, light yellow, green, and they all have different purposes, and they're not necessarily compatible. And some of them will eat the radiators, and some of them won't. So I want you to keep that in mind. But here's another component. So this Toyota Tundra, this is their largest pickup truck, was here. And in order to check the brakes and things, the wheels had to come off. Well, front wheels came off really difficultly. I mean, it was very, very they were oxidized in place. The aluminum wheels on the steel hubs, cast iron hubs, oxidized. And they actually had to be lubricated and pounded off with a board and a sledgehammer gently. But they came off. The rear ones, can't get them off. We cannot, we jacked up the vehicle, lubricated it, tapped it with a 4x4 across the wheel with a on the tire with a 3, 4, 5 pound sledgehammer. It will not come off, neither rear wheel. What I'm trying to tell you, class, is that if you live in an area that has road salt and beet juice, your wheels will rust in place and you will not be able to get them off. So even if you do have a spare tire and a jack and all the tools, you won't be able to necessarily get these wheels off. So what do you do? Well, what I did on the wheels that did come off, I painted them with a very fine coat with a little brush, like a like an elementary school round half-inch diameter paintbrush, you know, tempera paint kind of paintbrush. I painted the hub where it mates to the aluminum magnesium wheel with a very light coat of fully synthetic red grease, just a very, very light coat. If you put too much on it, the grease will fly up and it will impede your braking ability. So just a little bit, just so that surface where the wheel and the hub attach, so you can get it off next time. That's one thing. And I always paint the wheel studs and wheel bolts with a very light coat of fully synthetic grease. But you have to torque them, and you have to pay attention to make sure they don't come loose because you've just lubricated them. Okay? That's what I do. So do your own research before you try that. I'm not suggesting you do any of that, but that's what I do. Okay? Learn about it before you do it. Do some more research. And the next thing is Chevrolet pickup trucks have the spare tire under the pickup bed. And what you do, in Dodge too, what you do is you get the tire changing to the wheel changing tools and the jack, and they have a long rod, and you insert this rod where the bumper is, and you unscrew, if you will, the cable system that lowers the spare tire. Well, the problem is that the release mechanism locks in place, so even though you can get the car down from under the bed, you can't get the tire off the tire hold down cable because the mechanisms, everyone I've seen, is rusted in place. Every single one. You literally have to put the vehicle up on a lift and have two people work and bang and lubricate and use wrenches and hammers to loosen the wheel from the hoist, if you will, that holds the tire up. So what I'm trying to tell you is just because you have a spare tire, just because you think you've kept it fully inflated, doesn't mean you're going to be able to change your tire. You need to try it and see if it works before you need it, because it probably will not work if you live in an area that has road salt and beaches. Those are my comments, Rich Even. I just wanted to share that.
Oh, well, that's one of the reasons why I always talk Economics 101, Vince, because it's pretty obvious that forced obsolescence is obvious, especially with the crap they put on the roads with beet juice, and you know, they want erosion. They want consume. you know, our whole GDP, which is a bunch of crap, is measured by consumption, at least 70% of it right now. And we've actually gone from a manufacturing-based economy to a service-based economy. Actually, we've exported inflation and imported deflation. So when you look at our service economy, that's like 75% of the economy right now. So this, when they use GDP, and I talk about this all the time, how it's a phony, not by happiness, unit of measure for the bottom 93%, because it takes $4 of debt to create $1 of GDP. How is that even legitimate? How is there common sense to that? That's like you bragging to me that you have $1 million of net worth, but at the end of the paragraph in the last sentence, you say you have $2 million of debt. It just doesn't even make sense. So this is one of the reasons, folks, that we always talk about little ideas and solutions where you can save some money. You know, we're in a debt-backed system. Credit is a fuel for our economy. But we're seeing less demand for credit, and this is why interest rates are falling. And this is a barometer of our economy getting weaker. People are going to be looking more for safety and less risk. So, unfortunately, I see too many people at upper echelons asking for an increase in long-term rates, which will screw the little guy because he's not going to be able to refinance and get out of debt in a time, especially when earning growth is going down. And when I say increasing long-term rates, and you know I've been talking about QE for the people for years, if they take the 10 and 30 year and make it go lower to zero, possibly even negative, I know it makes no sense, but nothing makes sense. Everything is made for the status quo. As you can see, the little guy is not gaining ground. And Vince, I'm just going to mention several articles here, just and the titles say it all. This first one's on Zero Hedge. It wasn't great news. Multiple job holders soar record high. So when you see the jobs report come in, we still have almost 100 million people out of work. We have people getting multiple jobs, and that's one of the reasons why the jobs numbers for June came in pretty decent. Plus, a lot of students are out of school. They're getting part-time jobs, and there's going to be more revisions to that because job numbers always have revisions later to the downsize. Next article. I haven't seen this in over 9 years. Small business employment collapses like in March of 2008. Next article. Americans aren't paying their credit card debt. What could go wrong? So many people who are trying to live are using their credit cards and going deeper and deeper in debt. Next article. U.S. consumer debt is now breaching levels last reached during the 2008 financial crisis. Next article. Fed's favorite inflation indicator stagnates as U.S. savings rate sits at six-year lows. Next article. Interest rates around the world are coming down. The new hysteria, rate-cutting rationalization. New vehicle sales fall to 1999 levels. First domino in global downturn. Deutsche Bank parallels to Lehman. Job growth in labor force contracted by 600,000 in 2019. Folks, this is one of the reasons that we always talk about ideas and solutions, because you just look at the floods in the Midwest. You know, Tennessee, the Ohio Valley, Missouri, Nebraska, everything, from corn, soybeans, you name it, everything is going to get more expensive. And that's why preparedness is so important. That's one of the reasons we talk about, you know, living a simple life. And you've heard me quote the simple life of Noah Dearborn. It's a movie with Sidney Poitier. It's got to be probably a close to a 20-year-old movie by now. And it talks about the greedy lawyer and how he quit his job to buy a winery and grow grapes. And we have to stop allowing the powers that be to make you adopt to being oppressed. We have to control our own destiny and adapt for a plan B. And that's why gardening is so important, folks, because there's so much uncertainty. Everything is rigged. And Vince, just like talking about at the federal level, corporate America, oligarchy level, the big government level, and the example that you gave with your local utility company when there's no competition. You know, we've had a so-called expansion, but the excess liquidity, just like quantitative easing and all these programs they have, always leads to a misallocation of capital resources. But as with these articles I just mentioned and the examples you're mentioning with vehicles, liquidity is going to recede. We are going to have an economic cycle that's going to be for the downturn. Donald Trump inherited a disaster. The fact that this has been he's been keeping us above water this long is a miracle. But reality is going to set in. Everybody is admitting the fact that we are in an unsustainable end of future rates of growth because we're at the end of an economic cycle. So it's so what do we do about it? You know, we're getting all these distractions. I mean, here's clueless Pelosi says, MAGA hats make America white again. I mean, we're living in Stupidville. I mean, that's about the biggest racist comment you can make. Another article, Brits abandon Facebook as usage plummets. People, we have to remember that Facebook, Google, Amazon, they have billions of dollars of contracts with the CIA for cloud services. That's their home run pitch. So AI is going to use, and I use the term use, every host, and the key word, the code word for host is humans, to tell you what to think and how to be controlled. Now, when we've moved into such a corrupt system that when you look at the, I have to ask, where are the whistleblowers? You know, you look at what's happened with the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA, that's literally helped Hillary Clinton and the DNC collude with Russia. And not just Uranium One. We've cost the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars for a failed presidential coup, treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, censorship, surveillance, crimes against the First and Second Amendment, ignoring antitrust monopoly laws, FISA fraud. We have to do something, folks.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I've got four comments when we come back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheepman's with us, and I've got four comments based on what you've said, Rich. I believe you said something like campaign donation goes to who knows what. And some of those campaign donations go to the Epstein syndrome. That would be underage girls. You mentioned common sense. Norm Shealy is writing a book. He mentioned it yesterday. And the title of the book is called Who Killed Common Sense? I'm looking forward to reading that book. You mentioned Facebook. The founders, there are two founders of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Steve Jobs passed away of pancreatic cancer. Steve Wozniak is still with us. And Steve Wozniak says, dump Facebook or you will have no privacy. And he dumped Facebook around the same time I did last year. I had a Facebook account that I used just to let you know who was going to be on the air with us, period. That was it. I didn't say watch my dog walk backwards or look at these images or these selfies. None of that nonsense. And then you mentioned, so dump Facebook, class. And it's... You'll probably feel so good after you've done it. Give Mark Zuckerberg the heave-ho, throw him overboard, figuratively. And you mentioned multiple jobs. So what was going through my mind when you said multiple jobs was that, so let's say you're at the class reunion, the class of 1996, and someone gets up to the microphone on stage and says, I'm so glad you're all here. It's wonderful to see all our old friends. And we just want to know who's the most successful. So We're just going to take a quick survey to find out which one of you is the most successful and holds down the most part-time jobs. So which one of you holds down the most part-time jobs? Because we're going to give you the crown for being the most successful of our class. That's where we're headed. Rich?
Well, I tell you, I use that word success with, I think we can do a whole show and debate about success because, you know, is success avoiding the rule of law? Is success eliminating antitrust law? Is success lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes? Does truth mean anything anymore? What's success? Is it just money? Is it, or could it be free time? Could it be adventure? Could it be, you know, experiences? Could it be a balance in life of all the above, which I think is the right answer? You know, here's an article right here that shows that Wikipedia has altered, you mentioned Epstein, altered Epstein's bio at 8:27 in the morning, and it's and then a second time at 10:30, omitting Bill Clinton. So, you know, so what's real? You know, even at the highest levels, you know, I'm going to paraphrase Kevin Shipp. He's a hero. He's a CIA whistleblower. That's why I said, where are all the whistleblowers from the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA? Where, you know, we've had a failed presidential coup. We've had treason, sedition, espionage, censorship, surveillance, racketeering, up for the highest bidder. FISA frauds. You know, Kevin Shipp, I'm gonna just paraphrase. This is at the highest levels now, folks. Okay? Hillary Clinton Foundation, or the Clinton Foundation, was a major international charity fraud. Clinton and the Democrats ran scared and produced a false dossier when she wasn't elected. Hillary paid at least $10 million sent through the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, then laundered by the Clintons' law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who had direct communications to the FBI, our FBI, who hired former MI6 spy, foreign spy, and they give so much crap to President Trump when he talks to foreign people. Anyway, this foreign spy was named Christopher Steele. I think this audience knows that, to gather anti-Trump information from Russian intel. Again, foreign, not proven, just made up. So collusion, treason, sedition, and espionage was for sale to the highest bidder. And then the dossier was given to Brennan to start the coup. Then the dossier was intentionally used to cover up crimes, which was a distraction at the NSA level. Crimes like obtaining information on all the quarries of people who are enemies of the Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Democrat crowd. So basically to cover up spying of the American people by the NSA. And basically all of this and more was briefed by President Obama. This way, when people have the guts to say the truth, you know, the Shaver Coxes of the world, Tommy Robinsons of the world, free these people. If we don't have freedom of speech, we won't have freedom or liberty or rule of law.
Hey, Rich, you want to do another hour?
Yeah, what the hell?
Let's do another hour. And we're going to expose more of the criminality that's going on. Rich Even and I will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.